Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. Jess, I have the best sound for you.
It's a mini.
You know that sound.
Wait, a
mini Diet Coke is not as good as a regular Diet Coke?
You know this.
You actually drink a whole can of Diet Coke when you pop a Diet Coke?
Are you?
I don't think I've ever finished a full can. There's always a floater.
A floater? It's disgusting.
No, the minis were the greatest invention because now I'm like, okay.
The minis are horrible.
What's it? It's just like not enough for you?
They are like Dixie cups. I pick them up and it's like the weight is like, it looks like it's like a prank. It's like, it's so
big. It's like a Barbie sized Diet Coke.
They're like, I just feel like you are getting a sample, you're getting a taste, and the weight throws off my wrist. And I hate the little opening. It's like,
the opening to drink from is the same size as a regular can.
It's not the same.
It's not, you would know, your muscle memory would know better than mine.
It's not the same, like, or the ratio between the circumference or the diameter or whatever.
Here's a question before we get into beauty.
This,
if someone handed you a mini sized Diet Coke or a regular can sized Diet Pepsi, what
mini,
would you do?
Mini Diet Coke all the way.
Okay. All right.
Get out of my life, DP pushers. But
how you doing, Jess?
I just think that the mini Diet Cokes are like emergency situation only. Those are 911s.
Like an EpiPen of Coke?
Those are 911s, yeah.
Like what, like in emergency, crack this and then we'll just,
that's
like
there's
just
nothing
through,
else.
But...
And that's like, there's nothing else in the house, or you woke up in the middle of the night and you just need a hit.
Yeah, I think I only ever need a hit, which is why I can't go with the
larger size. Yeah. And please,
not
people
as big a fan as you.
Yeah, don't at me with your studies. I've read them all.
About citric acid in your teeth? Yeah.
Yes, we could. Yeah.
There are much less healthy habits in the world than diet soda.
I'll conquer my addiction another year. It's on the list. I'm not intending on being a DC for life person.
Wait, I like that it was another year, not another day, not another month. It's not happening in 2022.
If you think 2022 is the year that I'm going to give up my crutch,
forget
about it. Keep dreaming.
And we're only on month 7. And she's like, no, we have 5 more months, but it's not happening.
Yeah, not with a 2-year-old, not with the tantrums, not with the news cycle.
I don't think you ever have to do that.
No, I will. No.
Resolutions in 5 months and we'll talk then. How is your week? Are you feeling beautiful? Are you feeling well rested? Did you get your beauty sleep?
Not well rested. Not well rested. I did have a fun week. I did go on some market appointments. I did do some beauty hopping and we just missed each other like ships in the night at Trini.
Oh yes. Trini Woodall. Is that her last name?
Yes. Trini Woodall.
Okay. I don't follow her quite as actively as you do. And I know she's been on our podcast, but in my head, she's Trini London. And she set up a little atelier at a hotel that basically mimicked her house back at home with her closet. Jess, I didn't know what I was getting into. She wanted to introduce us to her skincare. All of a sudden, I was like in her bathroom on camera, taking my makeup off and washing my face. She's a very energetic woman and you kind of don't say no to Trini.
Trini is a force.
Like, I could see why people got makeovers from her and they were like, she's very trustworthy, you know?
I love Trini. I would follow Trini into the desert. She is just absolutely fantastic. I love her makeup line. Now she does skincare. You did the same, like, she did the same beats that, like, with everyone, because I watched the other editors and I was kind of there with my like editor hat because I was, you know, I did the same stuff, like, you know, went through her skincare. She had everyone like wash their face. She did like one-on-ones in small groups. You and I were very lucky. We got one-on-ones with her. So we washed
her. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. She did some small group appointments. We washed our face with her balm cleanser. We did
loved the texture of that. But I tell you what I didn't love, what that she had me doing a full exercise regimen while we were washing our faces.
Oh, you had
she
to do tree on pose, one. Right?
Yeah, she stands on, though I guess for functional fitness, this is a great tip. Like, she stands on one leg while she's massaging in her products to get a little core workout in.
I thought that was really good. I think I need to incorporate that because it's like we are busy ladies and I haven't really exercised in like 2.5, 3 years almost.
Well, so, washing your face with Trini London is exercise in itself. Mm-hmm. We also were like slapping our arms. I felt like I was doing Tai Chi. It was great.
She also, I did like a peek around her closet, you know, after, because I was like, oh my God, to be in Trini's closet is such a thing. Because, you know, she always goes through her closet on her Instagram. It's like she's always living in her closet.
So I've heard.
Yeah, it's a really big, big piece of Trini's world is her closet. So I love that she had her little closet there. And I was like, is this for like a propped out thing? She's like, no, this is my freaking closet. So I went in and went through everything. And I loved her packing tip. Everything was kind of color coordinated. So when I pack, it's just like, and I just like kind of like grab like 7 things and like smush them in. Everything was in a color scheme. So everything was like, she went with silver as the base neutral because that's like a big neutral for her. It's like just like kind of like sci-fi silver. And then she had like shocking yellow as one piece. And then I think the other was like white. So it was like walking into a Zara. You know, a Zara kind of like has like one color scheme as soon as you walk in.
Yeah.
It was like walking into a Zara. So just stick with that.
If I had enough clothes and one color scheme, I would do that. But it's like, it's just like, we're happy to find 6 outfits these days. We're happy to be dressed, let alone color coordinated.
Yeah, but you could have like black, white,
like if you're doing
red.
The cools and silver, navy blue, yellow, don't bring in the browns with the rusts and the greens.
Yeah.
Like pick your color scheme for a pack.
Yeah. Pick a color scheme and stick to it.
It'll be better off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everything was mix and match.
That woman's full of tips.
Yeah. So she was really good. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. We were beauty editors this week.
Yeah. It was great.
And I was combing the news for all the highlights to share with you, cool. Which I've got.
All right. So you're going to do the news.
We're going to raise a wand. Yeah.
Great.
How's that sound?
Really good.
All right. Let's do it. All right, let's get into the news. Let's talk. You knew this was coming, or maybe you didn't. Let's talk about vabbing. everyone. So what is vabbing? Vabbing, in short, is dabbing some of your vaginal liquid onto your neck as perfume. By liquid, I just mean whatever is down there that you're releasing.
Oh, I thought that it was dabbing perfume. I thought it was far more less
disgusting.
You thought
it was the opposite direction, taking the perfume down there.
Yeah, and I was like,
we're taking our natural perfume up here. The reason being, according to the very unscientific start of this trend, it would attract others because you're putting your pheromones on display more prevalently. They're not hiding behind your underwear and your pants. They're here on the sides of your neck or your wrists or whatever. So this all got started. There's a podcast, A Secret Keepers Club, and a listener, I guess, called in to talk about that. And then it made its way to Shan.
At least a listener called in to suggest this as a good idea.
Yes. And then sexologist Shan Boodram, I think, or Boodram, Lovers and Friends with Shan is the podcast, also a fan of dabbing. I first saw it on, I follow this woman on TikTok, Old Loser in Brooklyn, and she brought it to the TikTok place. And then once you bring a weirdly named trend of a surprising wellness or beauty hack to TikTok, bless you, because it's about to like take off. And of course it did. And people are actually trying this, apparently.
So I looked into it, of course. Wait.
Thoughts? Would you do this?
This does not feel COVID friendly. Like we are still in a pandemic.
Wait, how is it? You're not putting it on other people.
I just don't feel like this is something that feels like of the
sanitary.
This doesn't feel like a great idea in the moment of COVID.
Does like this feel spreading like your bodily fluids around even more?
Yeah, like
saying.
This just doesn't feel. Okay. Like
okay,
something
I don't
that
think
we
COVID's
need to
the
do.
Reason I'm not going to do this.
I just
so you're at home, you're getting ready for a night out. You dip your fingers into your vaginal secretions. You dab them on your neck. You are now meant to have the perfume of your desire out there in the world. There is zero science behind this, people. Like, no, the pheromones are not down there. That and they're not, they don't work like that. They're not just attraction pheromones. Like, of course, the scent of somebody matters, but I don't know.
Do
one expert
people
I read
take public transportation because, like, the bus is
well, first
crowded.
Of all, yeah, how scented is that going to be? Like, I don't think anybody would really pick up on that. And so the expert
you don't
was
know,
basically.
You don't know how scented people are.
Listen, if people are picking up on the scent, you go take yourself to the gynecologist. You know what I'm saying? And actually, the expert was saying that too. Like, it shouldn't smell like a significant smell that you would notice. And if it does, you might have some pH issues, some BV, something else going on.
But I don't want to test it. That's what I'm saying.
Of
like,
course
I don't,
not. I don't want to do this either. I don't know why people are doing this. But this one expert was like, oh, if it would give you confidence, because say you like you feel powerful or you love the scent of yourself, which is great, and this gives you confidence, maybe you feel like you're going to be more attractive to other people. So maybe there's a little bit of that going on. But there's no science that's getting you a date because of this.
I feel like there are a number of beautiful sensual fragrances we can recommend that would have far more impact than you reaching down into your bits.
Yeah. Well, money's tight and you need perfume. No, I'm just kidding. I do. I will say, who comes up with these names? I love a good name. All you know, how I always complain, like we don't have magazines for all our cute, punny headlines. They all not make their way into these trends. So we're vabbing. It's vaginal dabbing. Of,
oh my God.
There you go.
So
it's like earthing. Remember we made fun of earthing or whatever the
earthing,
crystals.
Grounding.
Earthing is when you go barefoot and walk around. Great. Thanks, Gwyneth. That was helpful too. So if you are looking for a partner or something and you want to try it, I definitely want to hear how it goes for you. I'm not expecting much and I can recommend some perfumes instead.
Wait, just like quickie, like, do you remember, I don't know if you read magazines like this or like, I don't remember where I saw them, but I think it was in the back of like an Archie comic or some kind of comic like this. I don't know if Archie would have had this kind of thing, but when I was younger, I remember the very back of some kind of like periodical had an ad for pheromone fragrances.
Yes.
And it was like for $4.99 or $9.99, it was like some kind of clear fragrance and it was going to attract the opposite sex. And it was like for men and women. I remember being like, When I'm older, I'm going to get that.
So I, as a silly little beauty editor, decided to pitch that story on pheromones and fragrance with pheromones. They were like, yeah, let's go for it. And then I started doing my reporting and there was zero science on it whatsoever. You can't bottle pheromones. All of these scents that say it's like skin scent, the scent of whatever. It's different synthetic molecules that may mimic the scent of different secretions and things. But like there is no Love Potion number 9. It just does not exist.
Exactly. It was that kind of thing. Love Potion number 9. Exactly.
Excellent movie, by the way.
Was that Patrick Dempsey?
Of course. Of course. Ties back to beauty because his wife, Jillian.
Yeah.
Fabulous makeup artist. Okay. So moving on from vabbing, let's do our celebrity news. Let's get it over with. Julianne Moore is the new face of Hourglass Cosmetics, at least for a year. She's leading their We Glow campaign. Side notes, my whole goal in life is to have a house that looks like Julianne Moore's house from Architectural Digest like 5 years ago. Go Google it. Also in celebrity news, Idris Elba and his wife Sabrina, hosts of the Coupledom podcast, have launched a skincare line called Sable with 3 products, a cleanser, a toner, a moisturizer, all highlighting ingredients from East Africa. I want to point out, I have to say, one of these ingredients may be familiar to Fat Mascara listeners because we talked about it on episode 388. I think I had a guest co-host that time, Jess, so you might not remember this, but Huasil, if you pronounce it correctly, it has that kind of huh sound to it, but it's spelled Q-A-S-I-L. It's a powder made from the gob tree in Somalia, and they use it to cleanse their face. And now they've put it into this cleanser that's in their 3 product line. So I was like, ooh, look at us predicting trends before they even
happen. Very cool.
It's not really a trend. Actually, people have been doing that in Somalia for centuries. So the products are new and I like the concept, and that's your celebrity news. We'll get back in touch with you next week with whatever new celebrity line launches. Do your homework before you get any treatments done. This is something that every Fat Mascara listener knows, and here's why. I don't remember if we reported on this or not, but a couple years ago, there was a spa in New Mexico that was doing the vampire facial, and 2 of the patients or clients there contracted HIV. Now, I've been following this story because A, it's super scary, and B, how did that even happen? Well, it turns out that the owner of the spa had faked her medical, like her credentials, her spa ownership, that she had medical credentials that she didn't have, all of this. She was charged. And so just last week, she took a plea deal on that. She will be going to prison for 7.5 years for practicing medicine without a license. And so here's what you need to do. First of all, vampire facials, in case you're not familiar, that's when you put a plasma-rich protein facial. Usually they'll take out your blood, spin it, get your plasma, and re-inject it back into your face with a microneedling pen. If needles are involved, people, whether they're injectables like Botox and all of that, or just microneedles, if you are breaking your skin surface, you want a place with medical board, with a medical practitioner, check that they have their license, go to the cosmetology board, go to the medical board for your state or country, and make sure you do your homework because bad things can end up. That's the moral of that story. All right, should we go to the science corner where things are happier?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not always happier, but is this a happy kind? Is this a happy one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's the Science Corner Hot Skincare Ingredients Edition. So Trend Analytics, you know, every month they do, they're like, what's trending? What are people searching for? So each month they report on skincare ingredients and the June results are in and a few buzzy things. But one I wanted to call out in particular, because I keep seeing this everywhere, is copper peptides. These are not new to skincare. They've been around since like the 70s and 80s. And I was like, why are these getting trendy again? I feel like the word peptide, because of Halle Bieber with her Rode line, used a lot of peptides. And then, you know, The Ordinary, how they call out their hero ingredient on the label. They have a copper peptide product. Biossance also has a copper peptide product. So I feel like that's why people are looking at them again. So I decided to do a little homework for y'all because we're in Science Corner. And see how great these things are. And I found this really cool study. So it was a study only of 20 people, so take that as what you will. But scientists compared the skin, the collagen production after applying 3 creams. So each group had a different cream. Copper peptide cream, vitamin C, classic here on the pod, and retinoic acid, another classic. So they apply them to their thighs for 1 month. I think their thighs, so they didn't have to worry about like redness and like you could check on it, whatever. And then they did a skin biopsy. And it turns out the copper peptide increased collagen in 70% of the people treated, whereas vitamin C increased collagen in 50% and the retinoic acid in 40%. So I know that's a very small study, but if you're looking for like the collagen pump up, mm-hmm. copper peptides might be the way to go. The Ordinaries is the buffet. Copper peptides 1% and squalene and copper peptides from Biossance. And I'll put a link to those serums on our Shop My Shelf list in case you're interested. Also, one other ingredient I saw, do you know mamie? Mamie sapote? Mamie fruit? Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
I've heard of it in like the food world. It's very popular in Mexico. Mamie, the oil of mamie fruit, and it's like a supplement and stuff. But apparently that's gaining traction in the skincare world. There's only one product I could find with it though. Emma Hardy's Lift and Sculpt Firming Neck Treatment has mamie fruit. So I don't know. Maybe mamie is the new copper peptide. We'll see. Okay. Last up in the news, hair mats. We have reported on the oil absorbing power of hair. Well, there's this stylist. She's in Pembrokeshire, which is in Wales. And she used to live in Canada, and she saw all the stuff that was in the news about how hair is really good at absorbing oil. And when there's oil spins, they'll use hair cuttings to sort of soak up the oil. And she has a hair salon. So she was like, I could do you one up. I could turn them into mats for you. She has a machine. She is now creating oil-absorbing hair mats, collecting hair from all over the UK, both her salon and others. In fact, hair extension companies and wig companies have been sending her hair cast-offs. Like, you know, they do a cut and then they trim the ends of it. And like, what do? With the weird 3-inch long hairs? We send them to the Green Wave Hair Workshop where we turn them into hair mats. And I love, you'd think I would love this, right? What do we have? We have do-it-yourself ingenuity. We have practicalness, mm-hmm. frugality, green, sustainability. But ew.
Kind of icky.
I can't get over the gross out factor. And listen, if I have an oil spill, like I'm sure you do whatever you need to clean up the oil. But like I saw a picture of her holding up one of her mats.
We don't need to see a picture. Like,
you don't. I don't need to see a picture.
I love the good works. Let's
leave it at that. I don't want to know how the sausage or the hair mats get made, but I like what they're doing. If you have hair you want to donate and you're in the UK, or you have a salon in the UK, actually, and you know you have cuttings that have been cleaned that you want to donate, go to greenwavehairworkshop.co.uk. I'll put a link to it on the blog, which when I say the blog, you guys know this. It's fatmascara.com/blog, B-L-O-G. And that's the news. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove Superpower Shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Hey,
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Hey everyone, it's time to raise a wand. This one is from our listener, Julia.
Hi, Jen and Jess. So this week I wanted to raise a wand for the First Aid Beauty KP Bump Eraser Scrub paired with dry brushing. My sister got married the last weekend of May, and going into the wedding, I was super self-conscious about my upper arms and the discoloration and bumps on them from KP. By dry brushing a few times a week and using the KP scrub every few days, my arms looked nice and smooth for the wedding. The scrub has a very fine texture. It almost feels like rubbing sand on your arm. And it also has chemical exfoliators to double down on KP's roughness. This new pairing of the dry brushing and scrub is a miracle for my arms. And it's also giving me confidence going into the summer with wearing tank tops and, you know, other such summery tops. Thank you, ladies, for everything. I love the pod and this community. Have a great day.
Julia, I love you. This is why I love Julia. She wrote me that and I said, can you just record it too so we can hear your voice? And she did. That's why I love Fat Mascara listeners. If you want to share your raise a wand with the fam, email it to us at info@fatmascara.com or give us a call, 646-481-8182. Still looking for some skin brighteners. A couple people came in with sunscreens that we've raised a wand to before. We want those skin brighteners.
Things or some nice home stuff.
Haven.
Or,
yeah.
She's
changing the parameters.
I mean, listen, you guys can send whatever you want, but I'd love some body products. Thinking about taking care of from the neck down, I always forget about it.
Well, Julia didn't. She's got less KP on the backs of her arms now, thanks
to more body products. I feel like I'm just naming stuff, but also had a really great interview with somebody this afternoon. Can't wait to drop this interview in a couple of weeks. Thinking about creamy textured products for lids and cheeks. Lids and cheeks. I want quick products where you can do your makeup in like 3 minutes. He was talking about how he did Bella Hadid's makeup in like 3 minutes and no one could shut up about it. That's going to be me.
Okay. Good teaser too for that interview. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you have your
gorgeous
razor wand ready?
3 minutes. Yeah, I do.
Gorgeous, gorgeous girl. Give
gorgeous,
it to me.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. Okay. Wait, do you want to go first to me?
You. Go ahead.
Okay. So I love candles. It's the only thing that I feel Jeff and I get both really excited about beauty-wise together. We both like fragrance too, though. We both love fragrance. But when it comes to like, ooh, what came, what was delivered, fragrance is a biggie. We got candles are a biggie. Candles, we got a drop at the apartment the other day where we both got very excited. The brand is called Litterie. Litterie. I'm not totally sure what that means, but let's move past that. They are all about creating spaces and moments, kind of like now Litterie. I hope you're not upset when I make this comparison, but it kind of reminds me of like a Margiela, you know, like the replica line where it's like, you know, beach walk, jazz club. This is kind of in the same vein. But they're focusing on, I think, cities a little bit, like New York City and Miami.
Okay.
I really love, when it comes to New York, they do hot roasted nut cart, soft serve from the corner.
Is this all the notes in one candle?
Well, these are two different notes. It's like two different candles I'm mentioning. So they do hot roasted
nut. Oh, so the New York-y candles, there's multiple New York-y candles.
Yeah, I'm not being clear.
Go on.
So the one that I'm burning right now is called 28th Street Flower Market. So like, for those of you who are not familiar, 28th Street is like the flower district. So there's just like, it's not like fancy florists necessarily. It's just like where florists go to get all of their flowers to make all of the beautiful floral arrangements that you see in hotels and stuff. So hot roasted nut cart, you guys know what those are. There's one called I Ran the New York Marathon, Afternoon in Central Park. Like there's all of these.
What is I Ran the New York Marathon? I've run a marathon. I don't want to smell like that. I don't want my house to smell like that. I am so curious about that one.
It's kind of like fallish.
Okay, November in New York City through Central Park. Okay.
Yeah, I'll
take that. Breezes.
Yes.
Cool breezes as you run quickly through Central Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Miami ones, there's one brunch in the West Village, lots of really cute things, lots of little cute evocative moments. Let me tell you, oh, there's one, Jen, you'll like this one. I have a cabin upstate. You should get that one. Manifest,
I don't
girl.
Want the candle. I want the cabin.
Well, get it to manifest, girl.
Okay. Do you think if I burn that, I'll somehow like get enough money to buy a house in this housing market?
It's start small, manifest. I love it. Miami, okay, South Florida, warm sand, drinks, shopping. I think these are really nice gifts too. Like very nice.
Yes.
I know it's like the middle.
Because you could tie it to a moment that like brings you and that person together that, you know, you could talk about in the car.
I'm going to put on my HSN hat. Did you have an amazing girls getaway? Are you going on a girls getaway? Do you have a bachelorette party that you're going to? Are you visiting your grandparents down in Florida? Does your mom, she always wanted a beach house? Do you love the movie Beaches? Think of all of these wonderful things and occasions that you could get. Like, this is a great gift.
You just turned into Vanessa Bayer on Love That For You.
I haven't seen it. And you're
the... Oh, you need to watch
that. I know. My friend Melanie texted me. She said, I'm 8 minutes into it and you need to watch this. I said, Jen said
it
too.
It has a lot of Jess Matlin moments, yes.
Okay, buying bags in Bal Harbour. That's it. Okay.
Oh, she's still going.
21st to 45th
she's
Street.
Literally reading us every single candle now.
No, but I think it's the brand is really cool. Like their branding is really cool. And I think finding one that speaks to you. Oh, this is a great one for New York. Ready? The Christmas Tree Guy. But I'm sure lots of different cities have a Christmas Tree Guy that sells freaking Christmas trees. That's a great one for the holidays. Maybe stock up on a few for the people you love. It's just such a gifty brand. I'm like pissed I didn't think of it myself. So anyway, cool brand. right now, like the products are between 20 and 35. It's not cheap, but it's not like we're not talking.
That's not insane for a candle. Yeah.
It's not insane, but it's not cheap. I would definitely just think through what you want to get and think about who you want to get it for and then put them in your closet and then gift them out. And it's going to be a big smash hit when you show up with it.
Do you ever listen to the podcast Las Culturistas? It's like,
no.
Okay.
I don't listen to any podcasts but ours. Just kidding.
Amazing. They do this thing where they kind of just like rail on something. Anyway, they did one recently where it was just gift shops and he's like, call it what it is. It's a store for candles. Because like if you walk in any gift shop, it's literally just candles. Because it's a good gift.
It's a good gift. And I think
I know some people don't like getting candles. It feels like you were lazy, but Jess and I are not those people. And that's why you got to get a candle that actually means something. You have to pick one that has like an evocative thing, write about it in the card. Don't just like pop to Yankee Candle at like the last minute and go with like apple blossom, you know?
Well, we do love Yankee Candle. So bad example, Jen, but I get what you're saying. I get your broader point. It's okay. Yeah. Wait, listen. I have a house down the shore. This one has notes of sunscreen and salt water. Do you have a friend with a house down the shore? It's kind of a cute gift for them, and it will get you an invite.
Or you could pull a Jess, and the friend that wants the house down the shore, you give it to them and be like, I couldn't get you a house, but here's a candle.
There you go. Manifest, baby.
Okay. We're on theme here together, which happens sometimes at Fat Mascara. I would like to raise a wand to eucalyptus, but a bunch of fresh eucalyptus. Hear me out. Eric often will go to this amazing little flower shop downtown in New York called Sunny's. It's a New York institution to get me bouquets every now and then. It's like often on a Friday night. And I don't know. He's done that since I met him. And I was like, oh my God, there's like people out there that buy flowers for their loved ones. Like, how sweet is that? Anyway, this past week, he came home, pulls out the paper, and it was just eucalyptus. And he's like, hear me out. Sonny's son, who helps run the shop, said that we should put this in the bathroom. So I took the fresh eucalyptus. It was wrapped at the base. There was maybe 9 stems of it, wrapped with a rubber band at the base. You know, people often put it in a vase and they let it dry out and it has that nice fragrance, but it loses the fragrance. It still looks good. Like, who doesn't love a eucalyptus? So I put that upside down over my shower rod because the rubber band, you know, kept
seen
together.
I've seen that on Instagram.
Have you? I thought I was making this up because I figured most people have like a vase in their bathroom, but we have like, our bathroom is literally 5 square feet. So I hung it upside down on the shower rod. I got in to take my shower. So nice. The warm air like fired up the eucalyptus oil in the leaves. So it scented. But more than that, I just like was staring at it. Cause you know, you have your back to the shower head, but I'm facing the eucalyptus and I felt like I was at the spa.
Jen, this is a very big trend.
Well, I guess then I'm late to the trend, but I raise a wand to it. Does it have a name? We need to give it a name.
I think
it's dabbing. It's, okay, here, what is
no,
it?
No, please don't vab and dab.
Spocalyptus?
I think
no,
it's just like,
that sounds like spocalypse.
It's like showerscaping. It's.
Oh. But I want you to do it specifically with the eucalyptus because it holds up well to heat. If you put a bunch of fresh flower stems hung upside down in your bathroom, no, that wouldn't work for you. So showerscaping.
It's a sturdy. Okay. It's a sturdy plant. Beautiful.
It is. It smells so good too. Yeah. And that's a tease also for our Friday guest because she mentions eucalyptus, which I think you're going to like. It also will help you make your home a haven. Lots of teases here. So get ready for that. Get your beauty sleep prep. Get your notebook out when you log on Friday download on Friday because lots of tips coming your way. And Jess, enjoy your beauty sleep. Have a good one.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.